All right. It's time for Lower Wacker Live for June 17, 2019. I'm Justin Kaufman. How y'all doing? I hope you're doing well. Hope you had a great Father's Day weekend. I did go up to Wisconsin. I did go fishing. And what did I take away from it? That I remember how much I hate it. They never show, in the old Milwaukee commercials, they never show the fishing line getting unspooled and getting caught up, and then, you know, it's not working. And they never show, like, the lures or they never show the actual fish coming out and jumping around. And when it's all over, none of it was fun. I really was. I was looking for, like, a moment of zen. And there was no zen. It was just a bunch of stress to get the equipment right. And it's no fun. And we caught one little bluegill, and the jerk wouldn't stay still. And I got really annoyed because I really wanted to be like the fishing videos on YouTube where they grab them and they're like, take a look at the fish. You know, I wanted to show my son. I wanted to hold it. And this thing just wouldn't stop flipping around. And I'm like, knock it off. The other thing, too, they never show you, and this happens every single time you go fishing, is how many times you hear this? I don't know why this hook's not coming out. Right? Oh, it's really in there. Oh, it's just stuck. I don't know why it's not stuck. It's like there's ever been a time in the history of fishing where a hook has actually come out of the fish's mouth. So beyond, you know, spooling fish line all over and having to cut it and start over and trying to get the hook out of the fish. I don't know. My son liked it. I didn't like it at all. I was ready. He liked it. He's like, this is fun. I'm like, this is not fun. This is garbage sport. Dumb fish. I was doing a bunch of stuff. I was putting weights on. I was in like real long casts. You know, I'm putting different lures on, trying to make it seem like it was a real bug. Something like this. Idiot. And by the way, we fished for like 20 minutes. That was about it. That was the end of it. We're like, all right. I think golf is on. Let's watch golf. All right. Here are the headlines. Mayor Lightfoot is in New York City this week. Tonight she's got a dinner, and tomorrow she's going on Colbert. Greg Hines from Cranes is reporting what my whole family was grousing about this weekend. What's she doing in New York? I mean, is there enough problems in Chicago she could fix? Yeah, right. I know the last mayor loved to go to NYC and Hollywood, but Chicago really didn't like that. And Mayor Lightfoot, you ran on the idea that you were anti-ROM, so doing ROM things and running to the DNC and late-night talk shows in your first weeks tells us that you don't really want to be with us. And do you not like us anymore? Why would you want to? Is it me? I could change. Chicago, we could change. I mean, if you want to be the mayor of New York, go be the mayor of New York, right? Lightfoot has had a great start to her mayorship. So don't let the allure of eating ramen in the East Village take your eyes off the prize, because Chicago hates East Village ramen. What am I talking about? We love it. Love it. So good. So good. I get it. I'm with Mayor Lightfoot. If I were her, I'd stay there. Come back just for the weekend press briefing on how many people were shot and then go back. Anyway, not a great look. And it's funny, more and more people are saying that. They want her back in Chicago, goofing around with the coast. First it was Oprah out in Montecito, and now it's de Blasio and Colbert in New York City. Electric scooters took over the city this weekend. It looks like Chicago's home to a bunch of seventh graders who are over at their friend's house to play Sonic the Hedgehog. They're just lying around everywhere. Sorry, I know we want to be folksy. You know, Chicago's a really small town at heart, but this might be overdoing it. Also, scooters. If you're too lazy to pedal but get off on the danger of being doored, this pilot program is for you. I just wrote the marketing for them. That's it. Target had all sorts of checkout issues this weekend. What a mess. Their checkouts were offline, so no one could pay. That's classic. Come on. That's all we want to do at Target is pay and get out of there. Which is worse, the full outage or the half outage that usually happens at night when they put one person on a register and the line's like 60 deep? I just wanted to get a quick Totino's pizza. Why did I make this choice? This is an interesting story. I guess baseball leagues, little leagues, and otherwise are facing a shortage of umpires. One ump told the Sun-Times it's because nobody wants to deal with unruly parents and coaches. I would guess that $6 an hour might have something to do with it as well. But I was an ump once. I was an ump in a little league. No big deal. Parents do suck. But to be fair, the kids suck too. It's like equal opportunity suck. If they were any good, they're already in practice to be meathead jocks. And if they're bad, their crippling anxiety is usually pointed at you, the umpire. There was one time where this one kid got up there, and every time he got up there, he struck out. He wouldn't swing the bat, right? And it was strike one, strike two, strike three. And he was going up against one of these efficient jock kids who was just like mowing him down. So kid's up there, and he finally, they're like, every time, like, Bobby, just swing the bat. Swing the bat. Just put it out there, Bobby. Ball, he does it. He does exactly what he does. Like, he just, like, kind of, like, doesn't even swing. He just, like, taps. But it has enough power because it's a fastball. It's a pop-up down the line in left field. It's foul. But it's close, right? But it's foul. And I got to call it foul. And everyone's like, oh, damn it! That was the only time Bobby ever touched a ball. You umpire, you piece of garbage! They start yelling at me and screaming at me. And I'm like, come on, man. Bobby's ball was foul. I don't know what to tell you. I'm sorry Bobby sucks. Can't change the rule because Bobby finally swung, right? They were so mad. The whole, even the other team was mad. They're like, let Bobby have it before he moves on out of Little League. He's got one hit. So, yeah, it's a plum job. So I can see why people want to give it. In sports, the Sox do what they do best. They split the four-game series against the Yankees. The Sox started so strong, Giolito shut them down Friday night. And for a moment in time, the Sox were 500. Then, well, the Yankees woke up and drilled the Sox both Saturday and Sunday to get Sox back to our comfy spot, 2 games under .500. That's where we're at, 2 games under .500. That's cool now. 500 used to be cool. Now 2 games under .500 is cool. But a huge weekend for Giolito and Eloy Jimenez, who continues this hot June. The Sox split, though, which I guess is better than losing. And they sit 3.5 back in the wild card. So the Sox actually lost ground this weekend by splitting. The Indians are getting hot at the right time, and they're pulling away from the White Sox. Come on. Make it to the All-Star break. Right, that's all we ask. Just get to the All-Star break. Wouldn't it be great if we're still in it in July? And in July, we'll be like, wouldn't it be great if we're still in it in August? That's how it works. The Cubs, on the other hand, had a pretty horrendous road trip, getting knocked around by both the Rockies and the Dodgers. The Dodgers took 3 of 4 and probably should have been the sweep, except for a late rally on Saturday by the Cubs. The Cubbies not stepping up when they play playoff-caliber competition, which is tough. Kimbrel, though, working his way back, he should be back in the next couple of weeks. Although, they are back at home this week to take on, guess who? The White Sox! Shades of Bobby Bonilla and Jose Valentin and AGA and Michael Barrett dancing. And that slow dance they did, that loving embrace at home plate. Nothing but love. The Cubs and Sox series is only 2 games, which is dumb. Why aren't they playing more? 2 games here and then they got 2 at G-rate later? 4 games? Did they decide that's what was missing? That's what was ruining baseball? Was the Cubs and Sox playing each other? I don't know, man. I don't like that at all. You can do a 4-game set with the Texas Rangers coming up, but you can't do more than 2 games against your crosstown rival. Remember that next time the Reds come into town, and you're like, this is a 4-game set. Oh, we go back and play another 4 with them. Give me a break. It's ridiculous. They should do it in baseball. They should do half of the season should be against the division rivals, and the other half against the crosstown rivals. So if you're the Cubs and Sox, you play like 45 games a year, right? That's all we'd want to see. It's like in hockey. It feels like you play the St. Louis Blues like 45 times. I don't know. That's what I would do. But who am I, right? This is a big series, though. Even though it's only 2 games, the White Sox need to get back to .500 if they could sweep the Cubs. The Cubs got to keep pace with the Brewers. So remember, there's some important baseball going on when you show up at 11 a.m. in Wrigleyville to that new country bar that's trying to look like the old country bar. Don't let the endless nachos and the Jaeger bombs cloud your baseball mind. This is for all the marbles, or some, or none. We'll see. It's June. The NBA is not waiting for the Raptors celebration to get the season underway for next year. The Pelicans have agreed to trade Anthony Davis to the Lakers for everybody but LeBron. So LeBron wants to win before he retires, and the Lakers just got their Shaq-Kobe combo. That's amazing. I hope they lose for everybody in the NBA. I say what I think everybody's thinking. I hope they lose. The NBA draft is this week, Thursday. The Bulls have the 7th pick in the draft that everyone believes has maybe 3 good players. So that's so Bulls. The NHL draft's this week, and the Hawks have the 3rd pick overall. Unfortunately, the top 2 picks are must-haves. And then the talent drops off. Come on, Chicago. But to have the 3rd overall, though, that's got to be enough to get us back to the playoffs, right? 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 That's Lower Wacker Live for June 17th, 2019. Hey, we got a show tonight. Extension 720 starts at 8 o'clock. Had a great conversation about PTSD, which I know you were thinking about. Man, when is Justin going to have that conversation about PTSD? It's on tonight! See ya.